This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Nearly 2,000 years ago, a mysterious and advanced culture flourished in the eastern and midwestern United States. It's called the Hopewell Tradition, and a new exhibition of artifacts is raising fresh questions about these ancient Americans. For member station WNIN in Evansville, Indiana, Micah Schweitzer reports.
Workers building a road damage an ancient burial mound. An unexpected treasure trove of silver and copper pours from the ground.
Oh, look at that.
Wow!
We're rich.
Only it's not a movie. The year is 1988, and the bulldozer operator digging in a southwest Indiana field decides to grab some of the treasure. He goes to prison for looting. Just a few miles away, on a windswept day, more southwestern Indiana farmland. Fields of cornstalk stubble and gentle rolling hills.
No, what you're seeing here is a complex of earthen structures that were very purposefully and very specifically built along this cultural landscape.
Michelle Greenan is an archaeologist and curator at the Indiana State Museum.
There's a number of mounds here, probably 20, maybe even more, earthen architectural features that were built for different purposes.
Like ceremonies or burial. This is called the Mann Site, spelled M-A-N-N, named after the farmer who owned these sprawling 500 acres. Two of the earthen structures are among the biggest mounds built anywhere by the Hopewell. Not a tribe, but more of a way of life that flourished between about 150 and 450 CE. The culture was named by archaeologists in the 1800s. Amateur archaeologist Charlie Lacer began walking the Manfields in the 1950s, collecting what he found.
You could find stuff that you could not find any other site around here. I mean, there is just tons of material there. You couldn't pick up everything you saw. You had to be kind of selective, particularly if you're carrying your stuff in your pockets.
Lacer stuffed a lot into his pockets, 40,000 artifacts that he donated to the Indiana State Museum 2 years ago. 400 pieces are now on display in nearby Evansville for the first time ever. The exhibition is titled Cherished Possessions, the Mann Hopewell Legacy of Indiana, but it was nearly called Indiana's Egypt.
Archaeology is the search for fact. Not truth. If it's truth you're interested in, Dr. Tyree's philosophy class is right down the hall.
In the end, the attempt at archaeology a la Indiana Jones lost out to historical precision. But Michelle Greenan says the exhibition's almost name gives a sense of the Mann site's importance.
It's a sleeping giant, and it's going to take its place as one of the most important archaeological sites in North America.
It's like Vegas for archaeologists.
Mike Linderman, who manages state historic sites in western Indiana, says the Mann site is bigger than the more famous Hopewell sites in Ohio, and it's filled with even more exotic materials, like obsidian glass that's been traced to the Yellowstone Valley in Wyoming, and with it, grizzly bear incisor teeth.
Grizzly bear obviously are not from southwestern Indiana, never have been. And there's a theory out there now that instead of being trade items, these items are actually being collected by the people from Mann site on rite of passage trips they're taking out to the west. You know, it's something big if you've killed a grizzly bear and you can bring its teeth back to Indiana.
Jaguars and panthers aren't from Indiana either, but they show up as beautifully detailed carvings. Put them together with clay figurines that have slanted eyes, not a Hopewell feature. And Linderman says we could be looking at a connection between Indiana and Central or South America. And this just scratches the surface, so to speak. In 2006, Stefan Peterson did the archaeological version of an MRI scan of 100 acres at the site. Anytime his equipment detected an archaeological feature, a dot showed up on a map.
And every day we'd download our data and our jaws would drop. It's kind of like buckshot. There were so many, and we're able to map out upwards of 8,000 archaeological features.
Two of the most notable are what Peterson calls woodhenges, like Stonehenge, but made of wooden posts.
These things may be unique in the country.
But there may be an even more remarkable discovery, one that could rewrite history books. Mike Linderman says scientists are starting tests on what looks like evidence of lead smelting.
Lead is not known to have been processed or smelted in North America until the French arrive.
About 1,000 years after the Hopewell culture.
And if it can be proven that the people at Mansite were smelting lead, that would really, really be big news.
Next, archaeologists hope some targeted digs can answer at least a few of the Mansite's mysteries. For NPR News, I'm Micah Schweitzer in Evansville, Indiana.
And you can see some of those mysterious Hopewell artifacts, including the teeth of an ancient grizzly bear, at our website, npr.org.